It's beautiful to be back.
It is.
Here we go again. It's time for Town Talk Radio. Pittsburgh Town Talk Radio, whole note. Whole week goodness. Not whole note goodness. But that's cool too.
Did she just recently play in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's Bahamadia, man.
Bahamadia.
Yeah. What a Philadelphia's finest.
Is that her Christian name?
Here you go for the jokes, Mr. Jokester.
Yeah, everything's a joke. So what?
Our own resident Mary Prankster.
The last of the Mohicans, the last to be. So me and Terry. So what's going on with? She's a Kelly Strayhorn.
Yep.
Where's she based out of?
Philadelphia.
What's the name of this?
It's called Beautiful Thing. She did this several years ago, but I like it. I always like this. It's called Think About Beautiful Things. A little bit.
So
we're sitting here in the heart of East Liberty, in the business district, and we're going to be talking about beautiful things and economic development.
Oh my God!
In this land of East Liberty, still East Liberty, we're blocked from the part they try to rename called East Side. but we'll get more into that later. We're going to be talking to some people
here. East End.
That's right.
Isn't there a lot of money that's coming into Homewood for rebuilding?
There's a lot of money coming in everywhere. There's a lot of economic stimulus money coming in. I guess the mayor Braddock's going to get it all. He's on the cover
of
Rolling Stone.
He's on TV. Oh, no, you're kidding me.
But he's in Rolling Stone, too.
No, is he on the cover?
No.
Oh, okay.
And if he was, so what?
I need some love stimulus, man. This money thing doesn't work.
Beautiful things a little bit.
Okay, so now where are we going to breakfast?
We're going over here to Anton's.
In East Liberty? What is this, Penn Avenue?
It's one of the oldest establishments in East Liberty. You know, I used to go there when I was a little kid. You know, when my grandma, my mom, and dad would take us in there, and they'd give us cookies and stuff like that. And they still have their breakfast going on every day.
And we thought they were closed down.
Talk about beautiful things a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Talk about beautiful things. All right. So, I don't know, man. We were sitting here in Anton's.
So, anyways, did you hear that there are... The unemployment is up to... The 12.5 million, the population of Pennsylvania.
Okay. For the nation.
Yes.
Okay. So...
The population of Pennsylvania, 12.5 million.
So everybody's worried. So everybody's upset.
And then twice as many.
Except for black people. You know, because we've been unemployed.
Yeah.
We've been out here struggling. So how are we going to get stimulated economically?
Oh, I don't know, but I am so glad that Obama is just
one thing is
fighting
good,
every day. It's only been 50 days.
One thing is good for economic stimulus is supporting locally owned businesses,
yes,
like the one we're sitting at right
now. Going to Anton's instead of Mickey D's.
You know, and getting a breakfast special for under $4.
Yep, instead of supporting the McDonald's that just had 119 people.
Well, I don't really want to like mention some of these corporate names because they're not really that important. So I don't even think they're worth mentioning.
Oh, I think they are, but that's okay. We won't mention them. But yeah, it's just these corporations are just have, you know, food coming out of Chile, and the money's not going back into the community. And yeah, it's really important to support locally based businesses.
They're giving people jobs, but then in the meanwhile, like you said,
just enough to starve.
You know, I think it's amazing that it took them all that time focusing back on some of those establishments. It took them all that time to figure out that people were selling drugs in their restaurant.
119.
You know, in three different locations in downtown Pittsburgh. Now, why would it take them all that time to figure that out?
Yep. That's because they were...
It's because they already knew.
They had their own economic stimulus.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, you know, the spring hasn't come yet. It's almost here. But, you know, folks seem like they're like, you know, willing to stand up to all of this. You know, people were demonstrating about health care and concerned about that. So, you know, I just, you know, am really amazed. I thought that people were going to sit back on their haunches and watch Obama do everything, but, you know, people seem to be pretty stimulated.
Well, some people are. Some people are still sitting on their asses.
Well, they always were.
You know, some people are still sitting on their butts waiting for a handout, you know. But people have to get up, they have to step up, and they have to start doing stuff, you know, and that's the bottom line. You know, in all of our communities, you know.
If I don't get some coffee, I'm going to need a hand up.
You know, and some people have been struggling, like, for a long, long time. I mean, you and me, we're always out here struggling, trying to do stuff. I mean,
that's for here?
Yeah. The young lady that waits on us, she's always struggling. We talked to her about this stuff before.
Struggling, crying, hope to get tips. That's it. You know, everybody got to live, huh?
Yep. You got a teenager at home?
I have four of them.
You got four?
Oh, my gosh.
Two live on their own, and I have three with me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I have two little girls at home.
24, 21, 20, 15, and 6.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what people are dealing with on a regular basis.
And I'm a single parent, so that's even a little struggler. A little harder struggle, but I make it.
Does your family help?
Well, my two oldest kids live by themselves. But if I need them, they're there.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't push on them too much because they got their own responsibilities too.
Right.
I try to do it myself. If I get in a hard one, then I call them. So. Like now, my son's getting my car fixed for me, so I have somewhere how to get around.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You got some like sweet low or something like that? Thank you. So that's what we're talking about. I mean, folks, you just heard it directly from a person that lives it every day. You know?
Yeah, waitress at Anton's on Penn Avenue.
The really wake-up call is for those people that have been, like, sliding along, you know, two-car garage and... $800,000 house and stuff like that. Now they're living in tent cities.
Yep, there were 300 people living outside of Santa Cruz in tents.
You know,
people had worked in construction all their lives, had regular jobs.
Meanwhile, we got people that have been living in Mississippi, don't have running water, and have been living in shacks for decades.
In Florida, too, they just came out with a new report about the migrant workers.
Yep.
The conditions that they're living in. And that's who we need to think about.
And also figure out ways to, like, stimulate our, like, local businesses, you know, by supporting them, you know, like we're doing right now.
So is there some money coming into Homewood for development?
Well, you have to go ask for it. If you don't ask for it, if you don't use the tools that are available to ask for it, you're not going to get it. That's why I use an example of the mayor of Braddock, because sure, he might be sucking the county executive's butt to get stuff, but at least he's out there asking.
But he asked for his community, but hustled it.
No, he asked it mostly for their interest, because I don't know exactly what the residents of Braddock are actually going to get out of this. What are some of those local establishments that have been there for like 20, 30, 40 years going to get an economic stimulus package to that community?
Yeah, he's
the same thing for Homewood,
yeah,
or Wilkinsburg or wherever.
What's the guy's name in Braddock?
I can't remember.
Schwarzenegger.
No.
Anyways, he was saying how that it's all fine and good to come down here and put up your little art galleries, but you know when we come up.
Plus, they built new houses and stuff like that. But actually, who was actually able to afford to live in them?
Yes. Right. But he said he wants places like the pizza place that employs 24 people. And, you know, he wants things that are really gonna, you know, cause some cash flow in that economy in South Brattle.
You know, so that's where we're at. You know, that's what I'm talking about. I'm, you know, I'm pretty animate about that. You know, as you know.
Well, you got to get out there. You know, you got to get out there and bring this into your community. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Pittsburgh still gets federal funds for a lot of its projects in the city, because people are out there asking for it, out there hustling and making their case.
Well, some people are, not all. Not all that should be.
No.
You know, when you talk about neighborhoods that have been like practically abandoned for 30 and 40 years, no economic stimulus or no new housing or things like that, and people that get blocked when they do try to like find out about the land and stuff like that, you know, then you got a problem. You know, then you have a problem.
I just think that, I mean, this is something like this just has never, ever, ever happened before in this type of magnitude so quickly. I just can't even believe it.
Well, it goes back to the times when our parents were growing up and our grandparents were like raising them. You know, that's exactly the same thing. It's just a different name in different times.
Sure.
So, you know, I just went and bought some more seeds the other day to grow my garden.
Yeah, we're gonna get some seeds today because they're cheaper than seedlings.
You know, so we're growing a garden. You know, growing all kinds of stuff. You know, and we're gonna make sure that I have a lot of fresh vegetables and stuff this summer. You know, oh, I know. Wanted to mention one thing that in Pennsylvania. They're looking for black farmers here in the state of Pennsylvania. And there still are black farmers in the state of Pennsylvania, but they are looking for black farmers right now to help in the state of Pennsylvania in case anybody's listening to this.
Is that farms or urban farms?
Farms.
Okay. My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's needed. Oh,
you know,
goodness, that'd be great.
And there are still some in existence, but you've got to find them.
Yeah,
still are people that have a lot of family farms here in Pennsylvania, too.
Because that was the first that was hit with all these crazy loans that ballooned out, was that they offered people all this money at a low interest rate, but, you know, people forget they still got to pay it back.
Well, in the case of a lot of black farmers, they weren't even able to get those loans. They had to go sue
to get those loans.
The USDA to talk about even getting the loans.
I didn't know that. When was that in the 80s?
It's been going on. This has been going on since the 90s.
Yep, I remember that in Manchester where people would be fighting the government for money and then they would walk up to me and offer it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why don't you give it to Bill Bruton up there? He's been tied up in the courts with you, suing you for 3 years. And he go, well, if you're going to be like that, you can do it yourself.
Yeah. See? So it needs to be economic stimulus for all and not for some.
Speaking of stimulus, can we announce this?
What's that?
This on the poster.
No, this is on Saturday, so we won't have the show up by then.
Okay.
But I got something coming up. I got a jazz appreciation thing coming up next.
Okay, there we go. When's that?
On the 21st, Saturday, March 21st.
And where's that going
to
be?
At a place called April's on the Avenue, which used to be Too Sweet and Homewood.
Where?
It's on Frankstown, the corner of Frankstown and Lang.
Is this a legal place?
Yeah, it's legal.
That maybe it's one of those speakeasies.
No.
Okay, Frankstown and Lang.
Yeah.
And Lang is right off of Penn. The place is called?
April's on the Avenue.
Oh, nice name.
Yeah. So I'm doing that event. Next Saturday, the 21st of March.
Sure.
So, of course, you know, me and Vince out here, we got to hustle. We're hustling.
Okay.
doing what we can.
Catch up.
Yeah, please.
Let's turn on the music first and then the tape recorder.
The tape recorder's already on. Never mind with all the directions. Yeah, beautiful things. Locally based businesses. This is a laptop place. This is beauty supply. This is Anton's. This is a shoe store. This is Jamil's. So we got a lot of good places. Wait. Only the times have changed. That's it. We still got to talk about beautiful things a little bit.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's what makes... That's all different for people who are trying to have their lives revolve around money. That's beautiful things of music and seedlings. And
it is clear that America must make these issues a priority.
Yep.
Is that was the Bill Clinton.
Yes, it was.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He sounded wimpy.
Some keep changing their music and their image.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And then there's the underground economy, as we see.
Oh my goodness. Talk about hustling. Well, that's one good thing about this. There'll be more speakeasies.
Well, then there's the bad part of the underground economy, too. Which creates more violence and stuff. And, you know, due to competition for people trying to make ends meet.
Yep.
You know, but that's always going to happen.
So she's out of Philly, huh?
Yep. So that was a good conversation in the restaurant there. We got our friend to like explain about what she goes through.
Oh my goodness, all those children.
You know, but that's always been the case, you know.
Sure.
I mean, she was doing that before there was economic downturn.
Yep.
You know, raising her kids and, you know. And then she says her older kids, the ones in her 20s, they help out. Because she instilled those values in them to have them help out.
Yeah, well, I hope those values are instilled in my children because I need help now. Yeah, that's what I mean. Families have to stick together. Before, when up to all cousins and then her uncles and aunts and grandfathers and grandmothers, and now nobody's helping out anybody.
Well, I don't say nobody because there are still some families that pretty much stick together.
Sounds
you know,
good. Yeah.
You know. I mean, you do that with your children.
Aaron
you know,
does that with his kids.
You know, your kid, our friend Aaron does that. You know, my friend Bob does that with his daughter. I mean, we do that with our children, our grandchildren. So there are people that are doing that. You know, even folks that have single parent households. You know, people are doing that. But it's just so downplayed, you know, that people have the impression that, you know, it's not happening because we see the examples of a few that get blown out, you know, out of proportion.
Yep, and then and the society's driving us to be nuclear families and need an extended family.
Right.
Need family.
So, might sound old-fashioned, but...
I'll tell you, it's not old-fashioned.
Ain't no school like the old school.
Needing some help.
Yeah.
Right? No, old fashioned needs some help. Need people to care for each other. Oh boy. It's gonna be a long day, I can tell now. Oh,
him. He's deep, man.
Talk about economic stimulus.
Oh, he's always asshole, but dude, you offer him work, he's like, I can't do that, I got a bad back.
He said, I got a bad back and I am working.
Yes.
Yeah, talk about, you know.
He's amazing.
An economic indicator.
Everybody knows the one homeless guy that always begs for money in East Liberty. You know, dude, you offer him a job, he's like, I can't do that, I have a bad back.
Oh, man, I got a bad back from thinking. Well, listen, before I get gas, let's wrap it up. What show is this?
Spirit Chain? No. Town Talk Radio.
Another slice of Pittsburgh. Town Talk Radio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Vincent James Paul Scotty Irene.
And my name is, Look at. Bye.
Take care. Hello from Pittsburgh.